Radio, giving you the tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green.
Welcome to Inspirational Monday on Awakened Path Radio. As always, you can check us out at www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. Today on our show, we have Avalon Bailey, who is the founder of the Emotional Relief Catalyst Energy Healing Modality. With her no-touch technique, benefits are immediate and continue with time. Clients have been relieved of childhood traumas, hurtful relationships, abusive experiences, and toxic emotions. Her clients have experienced freedom from headaches, chronic back pain, unhealthy behaviors, toxic relationships, thought patterns, beliefs, and more. It is said that 90% of suffering is from stored emotions. I'd love to welcome Avalon to our show. Welcome, Avalon.
Well, thank you, Candace. I'm so happy to be here.
Very well. So tell us about your journey to founding the Emotional Relief Catalyst Energy Healing Modality and what led you there to, you know, to where you are today.
I'd be happy to share that. It started early. When I was 6 years old, I could see the energy field around the trees and bushes and realized that others couldn't. In second grade, I had connected with my inner vision. And in third grade, I had connected with my inner guidance and realized that something was helping me. And so early on, which we all have these abilities, I was able to realize that there was more to life than the physical. Mm-hmm. I also knew from an early age that I would be a nurse. And so I was a nurse for 25 years, earned a master's degree, and loved it. But prior to nursing, I was exposed to the metaphysical world. And I explored and read and did everything I could find, which included psychometry, learning about auras, past life regression, rebirthing, channeling, inspired writing, and energy healing. So it really prepared me in some ways for not only a traditional path, but a unique path.
Now, could you define for our listeners what Emotional Relief Catalyst Energy Healing Modality is?
I'd be happy to. First, it's a loving, calm, gentle energy. And what it does is it releases or empties out a person's emotional baggage. And is able to do this without the person needing to relive any experiences or to recall any memories.
Now, what is your typical client like who comes to you?
My typical client is mostly females, although I have worked with both male and female. And typically for females, she might be from age 30 on, and I think the reason that women are more likely to be my client is they're receptive and they want to figure things out and they want to learn and not repeat mistakes. But I have worked with men as well. When they're ready to receive answer and help from outside of themselves, they can see remarkable changes.
Now, what inspired you to go into this and to help others with your abilities? And what continues to inspire you daily?
The core drive, the core impetus, the core inspiration is to help people get free of their emotional baggage, to get unstuck from jobs that are draining or toxic relationships, from old paradigms that don't serve them, from the feelings of guilt or shame or fear or worry, even from beliefs or patterns that have sabotaged their health and wellness. To give you an example, I worked with a woman who was well over 50 years old. And when she was young, she was sexually abused by a family member, and she carried with her all those years the shame and the guilt. So I had a session with her, which sessions are by phone or internet. And in that session, the emotions of shame and guilt were freed. They were released from her. And she felt like she had been released from an emotional prison. And then a gentleman I worked with who was in his 40s had chronic back pain. And so when I had a session with him, found the energy that was connected to that back pain, it was related to childhood experiences he had with his dad. So that energy was cleared. He came back a week later and said, I don't know what you did, but the chronic back pain is gone. And so the energies work to free each person in ways that will benefit them. And sometimes a person might not even know what it is they need. And fortunately, it's not necessary to know, although they certainly can share, because the energies will always work to their benefit.
Why do you, you know, we carry around so much. And like you said, sometimes we don't know that we're carrying all of this energy that is hurting us. But why do you think we accumulate so much harmful energy and just store it? You know, besides that we may not know that we have it, but why?
You know, that's such a great question. And I'll share with you an example. I was working with a gentleman. His wife actually brought him to me, and she had been married. They had been married a long time. And the issue was, is he would have frequent angry outbursts. And she understood why, because he was physically abused as a child, but nothing they had tried worked. And so we had a session, he and I had a session. And in that session, the energies, this was the very first time this happened, the energies started to heal him of his emotional wounds from the current moment and went all the way back into the womb. And the energies explained as the session went on that this is actually where he started to pick up the emotional traumatic energies, because while he was in the womb, his mother was exposed to abusive situations. And so what I learned and witnessed in that is that even from the moment he was born, he didn't stand a chance because of the abuse he would receive himself. So the energies worked with him from the current moment, went all the way back into the womb and cleared the emotional trauma. When I spoke with the wife a few days later, she said he hadn't had any angry outbursts. And so sometimes we just don't have the mechanism to protect ourselves from the energies that are external to us.
And you know, that's interesting because once upon a time, not that long ago, the answer for people who were suffering from any type of trauma was to go to traditional therapist, which would just rehash the event over and over and over and not really address or try to heal the problem. And we see now with go ahead.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct, because I had a woman who was in her 60s and she had migraines. And nothing was helping, and the migraines were getting worse. And so she came to me, and when I did the energy work, you would just never know where it stemmed from. It stemmed from when she was 12 years old, and it was related to the way her mother was raising the family. And so when that was cleared, when that connection to her as a 12-year-old and her relationship with her mom, when that was cleared, then the migraines went away. And so sometimes when we carry this emotional baggage, it will eventually affect our body. I had another lady who was in Europe, and so we had an internet session, and her main issue was headaches. And so during the session, that energy was located that was connected to the headache, and it was cleared. And she said, by the way, do you think you could clear a belief for me?
Wow.
And I said, I don't know, let's try. And so the belief was that it was something like, don't want too much or you'll push it away, so don't want. And it came from her parents and her grandparents. And she couldn't get it out of her mindset. And so I said, let's try. And so as she was saying the belief, I found the energy connected to that belief and cleared it to the point where even as she was saying it, her words just trailed off because it was gone. I spoke with her 30 days later, and her headaches hadn't returned, but she said for the fun of it, she was trying to recall that belief, and she couldn't even recall it.
Wow.
And so what I've learned is that once that core root cause energy is gone, it's gone. I'll give you another example, because I'll tell you, this energy work is such a blessing to humanity, because it's here to help anyone who's ready to show up for themselves. I worked with this one gentleman in his 40s, and he was in an unsatisfying job, and he was in an unsatisfying relationship that felt like kind of obligated to stay with her, but he felt that perhaps there was more and better waiting for him. Mm. So we had a session, and several things came up for him. I spoke with him 30 days after his session, and here's what he said happened. One, he left the toxic relationship, set her up in her own place, so all was fine with her, and he moved on. Wow. Second, he found a better job with better pay and growth opportunity. Mm. Third, he reconnected to his passion of music. And fourth, he stopped drinking alcohol.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know.
It's amazing.
It surprised me that he was so ripe and ready for change that he just embraced it.
Now, when the clients, when they come to you, they have to be ready in order to receive the help, correct? They can't just come. I mean, you can't, can you approach help someone who's not ready, who just won't, know, et cetera?
Yes, that is a great question, because the more ready you are, the more benefit you're willing to receive. And so that is just, you know, it's just like anything else. If you're ready, you can benefit from it. And so I have worked with, say, a mother and worked for the benefit of her children. And so it does work with children that you are still responsible for. I worked with a grandmother who was concerned about her grandchildren because there was emotional turmoil in their home. And so the energies were able to work with those grandchildren. They just put like protective balancing energy around them to help protect them from that emotional distress. And so I've also worked with spouses, but here's the thing. If the spouse or the other adult on an energetic level doesn't want it, then it won't work. I've worked with two mothers whose adult daughters had issues with chemicals. They had addictions. Mm-hmm. And both of those two separate cases, the daughters benefited. But you see, they could have easily said on an energetic level, no. And it would, that free will has to be honored. And so we can work by proxy, I think is the term, depending on the situation, and also honoring free will.
Right. Now, what if there's a person, you know, and I don't mean to, like, you know, tease you here, but I mean, there's always the naysayers, the doubters out there. What if, what happens if someone is brought to you by another person and they just don't believe in what you do? Because let's face it, there are those out there who are so doubtful. They can't see it. They don't believe it. What do you do about those people?
Yes. Well, I don't do anything, because I'm only here to help those who are ready and who want it. I'm not here to convince anybody. I'm not here to try to change anybody's belief system. Mm-hmm. But if you're ready and are open, you can really benefit. And so you have people who are in denial in all ways, shapes, manner, and form. Mm-hmm. You know, you have people who's an alcoholic, but they deny that they're an alcoholic. And so nothing ever happens. And so denial is very common throughout a whole spectrum. But when someone is ready for change, and they don't have to even know what the problem is, they just know that they want it to be better.
Right. Well, that's good. Now, I lost my train of thought. That's unusual. Now, you use a no-touch technique. Now, could you just tell us a little bit about, like, a typical session? Like, what can a client expect when they go in to see you?
Very good question. You're really, really good at your questions.
Oh, thank you.
So, you're welcome. So, I do work with people by phone or internet. And when we connect, I offer the opportunity to share whatever you'd like to share if you want, or to focus on whatever you'd like to focus on, if you have some specific things in mind. And some people will just say, no, just get started. And so the energies will always go where it's going to be of benefit. And it may start in, say, like an outer layer of energy and work with, say, current stress. I had one lady who called me who was from on the opposite coast. And in those moments, she was experiencing shoulder and neck pain. shoulder and back pain. She said it burned like fire ants. And it was because she had a very stressful job.
Wow.
And so as she was talking, I worked with her energy to the point where she interrupted herself and said, "Did you just work on me?" And I said, "Yes, I had." And she said the burning and the pain had already diminished. Now, so I know this woman very well, and her issues were pretty much chronic. So I would work with her frequently.
That's amazing. Now, do clients, do they typically always know what's bothering them when they come in? Do they say, "Look, this is my problem," or where they, you know, have a session with you? Do they just come in,
"Some people,
my problem"?
Yes. Okay. So some people may come in and say, "I smoke and I'd really like to quit."
Mm.
And so I did work with one woman in her 30s who smoked quite a bit, maybe a couple packs a day. And when I went into the energy that was driving that behavior, it was the self-burden of feeling responsible for other people. And so that was cleared, and her smoking changed just immediately. I had one lady who worked in an office, and they had a bowl of candy.
Hmm.
And so she found that she was addicted to sugar. And she really, really wanted to stop eating from that bowl. And so we had a session, and I found the energy connected to that. And the last I spoke to her or heard from her was a year, and she hadn't had any of that candy from the candy jar. Also worked with a woman who was in her early 40s. She was a little bit overweight and had some health issues. And her problem was, and she was telling me about this, was fast food. She could not stop eating fast food. Even when she wasn't hungry, she would go through the fast food line. So as she was talking, I found the energy connected to that particular behavior. And it, when I tapped into it, it had to do with experiences growing up with her dad and her father, her dad and her brother, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And so I cleared it. I happened to see her 2 weeks later at a social gathering, and she was glowing. But I asked her, "How was the fast food eating?" And she said, "Oh, I haven't had any. I haven't even thought about it. I don't miss it."
Mm-hmm.
And so when people come to me, they may have something very specific. And the energy seemed to work on maybe softer layers to begin with, like stress, anxiety, mm-hmm. or stomach problems, you know, if they have gastric distress. And then many times, depending on how long the session is, we get deeper and deeper. And the energies are so loving, calm, and gentle that most of the time people feel very calm. They feel light. Sometimes they'll have the urge to take a nap while these energies shift and integrate. Sometimes they're called to nature. Mm-hmm. It could be that you are just outside, or you're near water or in water. And so the shift is immediate, and how we adapt to it and recognize it is based on our awareness in the next, you know, week or two.
Hmm. Now, and we know you're constantly working, but Avalon, do you have any upcoming projects, workshops, or anything, or publications, or anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I do. I'm in a book collaboration at the moment, almost finished with that, and I believe it will be published in just the next few months. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also working on an independent book.
Ooh.
And I am also developing a workshop that will initially be local. And so stay tuned.
That'll be great. And how will people stay tuned to what, to everything you're doing, and to learn about what the technique you use?
They can reach me by email, and that would be avalon@avalonbailey.com. Avalon is spelled AvilonBailey. Avalon@avalonbailey.com. My website is avalonbailey.com. And I will say that for your listeners, if they contact me through email or through my website, I will give them a special rate to help them get started on emotional freedom. The whole goal here is to free us from that which we've accumulated as we've gone through life, so that we can be the truth of who we are, express the truth of who we are, because who we are inside, our truth is beautiful. We are beautiful, loving beings, and we're here to express that.
Well, it was definitely a pleasure having you on our show today, Avalon. And I certainly look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you so much, Candace. It was great.
No problem. And that website again was avalonbailey.com. And listeners, if you contact Avalon by the website or email, you get a special rate on session. Is that correct, Avalon?
That is correct.
All right. So everyone stop to visit the website right now. Thank you for being on our show, Avalon. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Joining us on Awakened Path Radio. Please check us out at www.awakenedpathonline.com. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Nadine Green, and you are listening to Awakened Path Radio, giving you tools to guide you on your spiritual or metaphysical journey. Namaste and blessed be.